Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1230. Why Should You Care About Corrective Exercise? By Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, it's the first Wednesday of the new year. Maybe you're back at work, even remotely. Things might have started getting hectic again. You might need a little bit of inspiration. That's basically what I'm getting at. So like I do every Wednesday, I want to share with you a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "A disciplined person sets their sight on a lofty target, then figures out productive ways to reach that target. Disciplined people are not easily sidetracked." Thomas J. Stanley, from his book, The Millionaire Mind. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Why Should You Care About Corrective Exercise? By Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com. At Mark Fisher Fitness, we're obsessed with finding opportunities to get better. We care about creating the best training environment possible. Your goal is to look and feel your best, and that's exactly what we want you to do. Ninjas achieve rapid physique, personal, and lifestyle transformations. One of our best tools for achieving these transformations is called corrective exercise. Probably the best definition of corrective exercise that I've seen comes from our friend Mike Robertson. Quote, "Corrective exercise is an approach where an assessment is used to determine specific weaknesses and/or limitations of the athlete. This assessment drives the programming process, where a systematic and progressive approach is used to reduce the likelihood of injury and improve performance." End quote. We use a ton of corrective exercises at Mark Fisher Fitness, and I think we're doing our jobs right. Here's why. All exercise is inherently corrective, and there is massive power in performing simple movements with precision and strength. The term corrective exercise doesn't always have the best connotation either. I need corrective exercise? I must be broken. They hate me. When I first sat down with Mark Fisher, he said, quote, "First of all, not sure I love the term corrective exercise. I'm usually not one to parse over semantics, but the root assumption is that something needs to be corrected. While you could argue that I think a more useful frame is that something is being improved." End quote. Ah, great. Improvement exercise. So much better. Wait, if that's the case, then why do we put so much emphasis into corrective exercise? Well, Mark continues by saying, "At its heart, corrective exercise is merely finding the best rung on the ladder to help a trainee get a movement pattern closer to ideal." He also says, "While we sure can provide cues during an exercise, taking the time to address specific limiting factors in a pattern best allows us to improve this pattern." According to Mark Fisher Fitness trainer Matt Wilson, we address these limiting factors with exercises that don't necessarily feel like lifting heavy things, but that are potentially really useful. Corrective exercise isn't about fixing what's perceived to be broken or policing perfection. It may be about improving exercise, but it's definitely an exercise in improvement. If we can focus on what is blocking our progress, we find opportunities to get a whole lot better. When does it all begin? Figuring out the right corrective exercise for the right person begins with the Functional Movement Screen, or FMS. The FMS is used to establish a movement baseline and is an integral part of planning your fitness journey. Completing an FMS is like taking your car for inspection before a road trip. You don't really have to do it. You can pop into the car and turn on your GPS and just drive. But even the best route won't get you there if your car can only turn to the left. Using the FMS, we can plan the most appropriate route for your starting point. What is that route going to look like? That's up to you. Some of us want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible. Others want the most scenic route possible. Still others want a greater sense of adventure or happiness. There's no right way to do your journey. You're calling the shots. That said, we can all agree that breaking down on the side of the road or getting stuck in traffic isn't ideal. The FMS is only the beginning. As our fitness journey continues, we must regularly reflect on what movements look and feel the best, and when necessary, what we can do to improve them. In pretentious fitness land, there's a big emphasis on assessment, weakness, and limitations. These are certainly things to look for, but our view is one of empowerment. What can we focus on improving? What more can we discover about ourselves? Above all else, corrective exercise should be a process that allows us to best reach our goals. What if that goal is losing 100 pounds? What if that goal includes better balancing the onslaught of stress in the concrete jungle? What if that goal is being a better boss to ourselves? These goals combine health and hotness, and achieving them is dependent on feeling better. So, what happens if corrective exercise makes us feel worse? Our daily mission to find glory can be stressful, and that stress can have a big impact on our fitness goals. We trick ourselves into thinking it's all under control, but under the surface, our bodies are dealing with chronic stress. That stress can mess things up big time. There's a cruel irony to using stress-reducing exercises for the stressed. It doesn't always work. Fighting perfectionist tendencies, we entertain our own personal suckfest when something isn't done just right. Mark Fisher fitness trainer Katie Kaufman notes that many fitness professionals may take it too far. Quote, "If we block them by not letting them actually lift, causing them to feel broken, is it really corrective? Assuming that the goal is to look and feel better about themselves, I would say the answer to that question is no." End quote. Corrective exercise is an ongoing process of assessment and programming that is all about you. We are better served by making corrective exercise, or improvement exercise, an empowering aspect of your training by beginning from where you are at any given moment. It isn't about perfection, but about finding opportunities to move better so that we can see the best health and hotness results possible. Most importantly, it's about having the best tools possible so that we can lift better, live better, and get better. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Should You Care About Corrective Exercise?" by Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If we take a moment to think about the main theme of this post, it's actually really similar to what we discussed yesterday. It's all about mindset. I'll repeat something today's author, Harold, mentioned. He said that instead of thinking of functional movement screening, or FMS, as a way to find our weaknesses, think of it as a form of empowerment. Doesn't that sound a whole lot better? Simply reframing this process and thinking of it as a way to improve ourselves instead of a way to find our weaknesses is so much better. Like we discussed earlier this week, if we think of a diet as something that's going to be limiting and painful, we're probably not going to be all that successful. But if we instead think of it as just the first step on our journey to a healthier lifestyle, it can change our entire trajectory. All right, that does it for me for today. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.